Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, and I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special, and also I get to philosophize a little bit and yammer on about whatever's on my mind and put in recordings I've made and things I've done, and I call those things wombats. So it's a wombat show today, and I'll have that for you later. And I have a little philosophy right now. The next song is Everything is Beautiful in Its Own Way. This song was written by Dolly Parton in the 60s and not released for years. And she and Willie Nelson made a great recording of it. And it's just a beautiful statement. And I've been recently reading about things called authenticity and being real and speaking from the heart and that sort of thing. And I feel this song allows Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson to do that. Everything is beautiful in its own way.
When I look out over a green field of clover, or watch the sunset at the end of the day, I get kind of moody when I see such beauty, and everything's beautiful in its own way.
When I see a fountain flow from a mountain, or see April showers bring flowers to May, I can't help but ponder, life is such a wonder, and everything's beautiful in its own way.
Words can't describe what I feel inside
when I see the beauty in each coming day.
What my eyes behold can't be bought or sold,
and everything's beautiful in its own way.
When I see the clouds form a black summer windstorm that uproots the harvest and hurls it away, in the midst of such anger, destruction, and danger, the storm's even beautiful in its own way.
When I see the leaves drop from off of the treetops, or see the snow fall on a cold winter's day, my thoughts seem to wander into the blue yonder. God made all things beautiful in their own way.
Words can't describe what I feel inside
when I see the beauty in each coming day.
What my eyes behold can't be bought or sold,
and everything's beautiful in its own way. In its own way.
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Written and sung by Dolly Parton, and she was accompanied by Willie Nelson. Next up is Africa by a group called Toto. They released it in 1983. It went to number one in the U.S. on the hit parade in 1983, and it was popular worldwide. It has a haunting, mystical kind of feel about it, And it's like you listen to this song and you feel like, I feel like I've been to Africa. Toto with Africa.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
That was Africa, performed by Toto. Next up is a song called In a Town This Size, written by John Prine. And John Prine sings it with Dolores Keen. And I think it's kind of relevant. The college, Emory Henry, is like a town, a community, sort of small. And the stories it tells here is that in a town this size, you can't do much of anything without everybody knowing. And I was looking at the towns around Abingdon. Abingdon's larger than most. It's around 8,000. It's like a big town. But on the scale of the United States, Abingdon is considered a pretty small town. But Meadowview is less than maybe 1,000. Emory is 1,200. That includes the campus. Damascus is 800. Glade Spring is 1,500. Chilhowee, 1,700. These are all small towns. So this story is for those of you who live in one of these towns, even Abingdon. It's kind of a town this size. Here's John Prine telling you about your home in a town this size.
In a town this size, there's no place to hide. Everywhere you go, you meet someone you know. You can't steal a kiss in a place like this. How the rumors do fly in a town this size.
In a small bar, in the back seat of your car, in your own little house, someone's sure to find you out.
What you do and what you think, what you eat and what you drink, if you smoke a cigarette, they'll be talking about your breath in a town this size. There's no place to hide. Everywhere you go, you meet someone you know. You can't steal a kiss in a place like this. How the rumors do fly in a town this size. With my girlfriend last night, before the moon went down, it was all over town.
Oh, he made me cry. Oh, I said goodbye. If it's true or not, doesn't seem to count a lot.
In a town this size, there's no place to hide. Everywhere you go, you meet someone you know. You can't steal a kiss in a place like this. How the rumors do fly in a town this size. In a town this size. In a town this size.
That was In a Town This Size by John Prine and Dolores Keen. Next up is a kind of a meditation. It's called Tender Shepherd, and the group singing it, primarily a woman, is called Sounds Like Rain, R-E-I-G-N. So this is Tender Shepherd, Sounds Like Rain, and it's kind of a meditation. That's how I see it.
Thank you. watching over all his sheep. One, say your prayers, and two, close your eyes, and three, safe and happily fall asleep.
Meditation is over. That was Tender Shepherd, performed by Sounds Like Rain. And next up is Roseanne Cash singing a song her father recommended that she learn when she was 18, 500 Miles. This is Roseanne Cash.
If you miss the train I'm on, then you'll know that I have gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Teardrops fell on Mama's note when I read the things she wrote. She said, "We miss you, hon. We love you. Come on home." Well, I did. Pack. I had it all right on my back. Now I'm 500 miles away from home. Lord, I'm one. Lord, I'm two. Lord, I'm three. Lord, I'm four. Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home.
By Roseanne Cash. The next song is Don't You Hear Jerusalem Moan by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And as you all know, I'm a big banjo fan, and my favorite kind of banjo playing is frailing, or clawhammer banjo. And this is not. This starts off with three-finger picking, and I appreciate it. Three-finger picking, when it's done like this, it's okay with me. I like it a lot. And then there's a some great solo work by a mandolin player and a guitar player later in the song. Don't you hear Jerusalem Moan by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band?
Soul set free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? It's a hard road to walk and a mighty long way, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Jerusalem moan, don't you hear Jerusalem moan, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Thank God there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul, and my soul set free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Here's Jerusalem moan. He's on a first name basis with the saints inside him. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Lord, Lord, Lord,
don't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Lord, Lord, Lord,
I can hear Jerusalem moan.
Lord, Lord, Lord,
hear it moan.
Lord, Lord, Lord,
don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Thank God there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul, and my soul set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem
was Don't You Hear Jerusalem Moan by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Next up is a friend of mine, Jan Mayer. I'd often talk about this camp I belong to, this group of folk music people in the New York City area, and Jan Mayer was one of them. She was from the Boston area, but she came down to our weekends and things. And of all the women in the club I knew over 30 years, I think I liked her voice the most. This is Jan Mayer. She's singing a song called Lord Yester. And the idea, this is set back during the times of the Crusades. And a young woman is saying goodbye to her husband, or he's left already. He's gone to a dance. And after that, he's going off to the Crusades or possibly other places she'll tell you about. A religious quest. Lord Yester. Sung by Jan Mayer.
Mm-hmm. that brings some relief. And the night will turn to day, he'll dance ne mere with me. Maybe he's gone to Israel, the freedom lands to sell. Or maybe he's gone to Bethlehem to find the golden bell. Oh, my love may come another day, for golden hours are few. Like broken dreams that melt away before the dawn is new. Maybe he's gone to Byzantine along the lonely trail. Or maybe he's gone to Palestine to find gone. For honor bides with him who fights beneath the cross and crown. Maybe he's gone with James and John to fish by Galilee. Or maybe
That was Lord Yester, sung by Jan Mayer. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. It's my chance to play for you songs I think will reach out and pluck your heartstrings, or maybe twist your brain, and also to put in things that I call wombats, which is kind of my license to put anything I want in. And I have a wombat coming up right now. This is a song I wrote, and I'm a fiddle player, and this is a fiddle tune that I happen to love, so I put the words to the tune. And it's got a story to it. There are two parts to it. The first part is, I call it the Hitchhiker's Guide, because the first two verses are about Douglas Adams' trilogy, which consists of four books, called Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And so those two verses are about that book. And then I switch over to the three verses about Pinewoods. That's the folk music group that I used to sing with. The second half of each verse is kind of like a chorus. And it's my favorite words. I've written a few songs on this little part. It goes, oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all and cast adrift in eternity. That cast adrift in eternity, I get a kick out of that. And one of the verses has a line you'll recognize if you're a regular on this show. I always end this show by asking you, my audience, to join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. And that's one of the lines in this song you're going to hear. And that line about celebrating, I got those words from a friend of mine, Marilyn Maltzer. She had it, words in a song she'd written, and she let me borrow them to put in my song. And if I were doing this again, I'd put a verse in about this radio show. And I've been doing it now for years and listening to the songs and trying to feel each one. Oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Here is The Hitchhiker's Guide.
In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, a man meets his fate suddenly. They let one know just what part he or she has played in all that has been and will be. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Ah, the restaurant at the end of the universe is a wonderful place to dine. From your table you'll see a lovely floor show, the beginning and end of time. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Oh, it's pine woods in summer, winters at Solway, and we meet here in spring and in fall. To celebrate most joyously our being here at all. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity. Isabel leads the still-no-name-yet gospel group, and their singing is often a treat. Though they sing to the smallest audience here, for they've just emptied half of the seats. And oh, the sorrow and sadness therein, the joy and the ecstasy. It's just too much to take it all in, cast adrift in eternity.
That was The Hitchhiker's Guide, sung by and introduced by Harry Baia incorrectly. There were only two verses at the end about Pinewoods. I think there once was a third verse, but maybe I just forgot. Well, we're moving on now, and next up is Elton John. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Roads, one of his most best-known songs. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. I feel that every time. That's the end of dream. The Yellow Brick Road was someone's fantasy, someone's dream, and they came to an end of it. Hopefully they found a new place to go. This is Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
Bye.
That was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. The next song is The Wait, performed by Jackie DeShannon. The Wait was originally released in 1968. It was written by a member of a group called The Band, and they put out the first recording. It was the biggest hit. The member was Robbie Robertson. He wrote this song, and he used real people. These were people he knew. One was from his hometown. One was from the town the band was visiting right then. So maybe that's why, for me, it grabs me every time I hear this song. I feel like I'm living this story. I'm part of somebody coming into town looking for a place to stay and to finding old friends they used to know and the interactions they have. This is The Wait. And I like this version of the song by Jackie DeShannon.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me? Where can I find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand. No, was all he said. I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side. Well, I said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I got to go, but my friend can stick around.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
And you put the load. Said, do me a favor, hon. Won't you stay and keep Annalie company?
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
And you put the load,
you
right,
put the load
on,
right on me.
I'll get your cannonball now to take me down the line. Well, my bag is sinking low and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one
who sent me here with her regards for everyone.
That was The Wait, sung by Jackie DeShannon. The next thing you're going to hear is a bit of a wombat. I usually don't put on music that I don't think is wonderful musically, and this doesn't have much music, but it is kind of a song, and it's called This Sentence is False by John Foster, and it allows me to give a little riff here on what is art trying to do, and making a radio show is a kind of art. What am I trying to do? And sometimes music is trying to capture your heart, or maybe your soul, or your mind. And this coming piece, The Sentence is False, I think it messes with my mind. So if you want to have your mind messed with, listen closely. This Sentence is False by John Foster.
This sentence is false. This sentence is false. This sentence is false. But if this sentence is actually false, I see a problem, I do. Because it means what this sentence is saying is actually true. But if this sentence is actually true, when it has just said it's not, that just confirms that it is actually false. Is this messed up or what? This sentence is false.
That's so true.
This sentence is true.
But that's so false.
This sentence is false. Something that's false, but strangely that's also true. Not to be flip, but that's a description of me and you. Dancing our on and off, ambivalent, exuberantly weird, paradoxical waltz. And pretty as it seems, all our body language screams, this sentence is false. This sentence is false. This sentence is false. This sentence is false. Did you have me at goodbye? You did and you didn't.
Did and you didn't.
Was it fun to make you cry? It was and it wasn't. Is it true that we both lie? It is and it isn't.
Is and it isn't.
Does that prove what we deny? It does and it doesn't.
Does and it
did and it didn't. It was and it wasn't. It is and it isn't. It does and it doesn't. So many questions, so little chance. Let's just shut up and dance. Because this sentence is false. But there's something about it that's true. This sentence only makes sense in the language of me and you. Did it kill us?
It did and it didn't.
Does it thrill us?
It does and it doesn't.
Is it worthless?
It is and it isn't.
What's it worth
it? It was and it wasn't.
It did and it didn't. It does and it doesn't. It is and it isn't. It was and it wasn't. This sentence is false, but to us it is equally true. It's the self-contradictory truth about me and you.
This sentence.
True.
This sentence.
True.
This sentence.
Yeah.
that was This Sentence is False by John Foster. The next two songs are part of a narrative. They complement each other. The first one is called Give My Love to Rose by Johnny Cash. And the second one is The Answer to Give My Love to Rose, sung by Country Kate. The genesis of this song was a conversation that Johnny Cash had with an inmate from San Quentin State Prison. And it was recorded, and then apparently Country Kate or someone brought up the answer, which you're going to hear in the next song. Here is Johnny Cash with Give My Love to Rose.
I found him by the railroad track this morning. I could see that he was nearly dead. I knelt down beside him and I listened just to hear the words the dying fella said. He said they let me out of prison out in Frisco. For 10 long years I paid for what I'd done. I was trying to get back to Louisiana to see my Rose and get to know my son. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to Rose. Won't you tell him I said thanks for waiting for me? Tell my boy to help his mom at home. Tell my Rose to try to find another. 'Cause it ain't right that she should live alone. Mister, here's the bag with all my money. It won't last them long the way it goes. God bless you for finding me this morning. Now don't forget to give my love to Rose. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to
That was Give My Love to Rose, written and sung by Johnny Cash. He also played the rhythm guitar on that piece in 1957. The next song is The Answer to That, and it's sung by Country Kate.
Stranger stood outside my door this evening, his hat in hand, eyes tired from the road. He said, man, Frisco, and a message sent with love from long ago. I took the letter trembling as I opened, saw words I never dreamed I'd see again. He said I met him by the railroad track this morning, and here's the love he asked me to extend. Thank you for bringing me this letter, mister. It's good to know the news and that he's looking down from above. I'll tell our boy his daddy's proud and loves him. And thanks again for bringing me his love. It's been 10 long years since he's been with us. I raised our son and faced the days alone. Now I know he tried his best to reach us, and his heart, though far away, was always home. Mister, take this watch, it was my husband's. It's not much, but please take it on your way. You've given me and my son peace and closure. It's more than gold or silver could repay. Thank you for bringing me this letter, mister. It's good to know the news and that he's looking down from above. I'll tell our boy his daddy's proud and loves him. And thanks again for bringing me his love.
That was The Reply to Give My Love to Rose, sung by Country Kate. Next up is a short piece called Control by the A Cappella Company, and it's spiritual music. Control.
Here I am.
Here I am.
All my intention.
All my intention.
My obsession,
all my obsession.
I wanna lay them all down.
I wanna lay them all down.
In your hand.
In your hand.
Only your love is vital.
Only your love is vital.
Though I'm not entitled.
Though I'm not entitled.
Still you call me your child.
Still you call me your child.
God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to take my hands off of my life and the way it should go.
That was Control by the A Cappella Company. And the last piece of music on the show today is called Sledgehammer. It's the bass line from a Peter Gabriel song. And the performer is Ellen Alaverdian, who is an 11-year-old prodigy. So this is Sledgehammer.
Thank you.
Zappa's Sledgehammer, performed by Ellen Alaverdian, who goes by the name of Ellen Playbass. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry, and it's my chance to play for you songs I think are special each week, and I'd like to end the show the same way, and I'll do that now. It's kind of a ritualistic ending where I ask you to participate and be part of my show. And what I want you to do is to join me. Are you ready? Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.